أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون صدق الله العظيم. Discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this Quran, the Kitab, and before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send this Quran, and also why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the area and the place for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people to whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been sent, is now going to be discussed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had chosen you as a Nabi, we had given you the Qur'an. 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam had come. We had chosen them for nubuwat, but for you there was a very, very special nubuwat. You were the last of all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. You were the most capable and able. You were the most superior. For you we had chosen the worst of people and the worst of nations. Such a nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that you will warn such a people, ma undhira aba'uhum, whose forefathers had never been warned before. فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ, and they had become غَافِل, they had become negligent, they were unaware. If you look at the history of Makkah Mukarramah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had come to Makkah, Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam had been in Makkah Mukarramah, and then thereafter, historically, it is not known of any Nabi coming to the people of Makkah Mukarramah. Yes, they were warners. They were people that had come as individuals who were not Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. They had warned the people about Makkah. They had warned the people of Makkah. They invited them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had explained to them the evils of idol worship and all the other rituals that the people of Makkah had been carrying out. But there was never a Nabi that had come. In other words, the concept of nubuwat had totally escaped the minds of the people of Makkah. They had never known what a Nabi was. To this extent, even after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had no idea of nubuwat. They had to send a delegation to Medina Munawwara to find out about this concept of nubuwat, to find out if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the true Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They had lost every aspect of nubuwat. Insofar as Tawheed was concerned, insofar as the unity and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was concerned, that also they had absolutely no idea about it. They may have known whom Allah was, they may have known Allah was the Creator, but they did not believe that Allah had the power to have carried out all the creation Himself, creating everything. They had no concept of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would see to the system of the universe and the system of the creation of Allah Himself, and hence they were involved in this idol worship. That was insofar as the concept of nubuwat and then the concept of tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, insofar as the habits were concerned, insofar as the ways of life were concerned, they were absolutely hostile. We know that they buried their own daughters alive. Such was a community and a nation that even the great empires of that time, be it the Romans, be it the Persians, they did not wish to rule over the people of Makkah Mukarramah. In other words, such harsh environments, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen one person, and that was our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a community that was absolutely unaware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the world by sending our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that environment the kind of patience and tolerance and endurance that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, the kind of dedication determination, sincerity that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had, and it was most befitting for only one human being to come into the environment of Makkah Mukarramah and invite such people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that were totally ghafil, they were totally unaware of the concept of Tawheed and the concept of Nubuwat. So hence here, by speaking about the people of Makkah and saying that there was no persons, there was no Nabi that had come before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us the great virtue of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to show the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, were the highest qualities that could be achieved by any human being, and no human being could have had any qualities better than that of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had known that these people were arrogant, these people were stubborn, they would not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will retaliate and they will respond harshly against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Far and beyond concept, beyond every comprehension was that all of them will accept Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather, they would wage war against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will abuse him, they will rebuke him. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that excellent quality that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had of patience and determination, that notwithstanding the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that most of them, because of their own arrogance, will not accept Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued, persevered, and he pursued this mission of inviting them absolutely indifferently. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly the word had been established upon most of them that fahum la yu'minun, that they will not bring Iman, rather they will oppose you, they will fight you, and they will meet you with arrogance and with stubbornness. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on with this mission of Islam, and here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the excellent qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the next two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains to us the kind of people that the people of Makkah Mukarramah were. Allah says, Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim aghlalan فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. Certainly, we had placed upon their necks أَغْلَال yokes, or we had placed upon them such a thing that they will never be able to move their necks around. In other words, they will look only in front of them, they will never be able to move to their sides, their faces will not move, their heads will not move. Then فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ, and then their hands will be up against their chins. فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ, and they will be looking upwards, they will never be looking downwards. Now here the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us upon our imagination to think about the kind of people that they were. That a person has a yoke around his neck, such a yoke that will lift his face up towards the sky. And on top of that, his hands will also be chained, according to some commentators, onto this yoke. And when a person's head is above, looking towards the skies, his eyes are towards the skies, obviously that person will never be able to see the direction in which he is walking, he will never be able to mind his step, and that person will never to be able to walk forth. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here draws the analogy of the kind of arrogance that these people had, that they were one-tracked, they were one-minded, they had never thought, and they never spared a thought about this message of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They had even forgotten the direction of their lives because they could not see the direction that they were walking in. They could not walk in a proper manner because they could not see the ground on which they were walking. And in the second example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we had created and made in front of them a barrier, a wall, وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا, and behind them also a barrier, a wall. فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Then we covered them from above, فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, and they will see absolutely nothing. The ulama have written that if a man wants any form of success in this world, then a person would have to have two qualities. One is we will have to know the direction in which we are moving. And secondly, we'll have to assess the environment in which we are trodding. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that they didn't know the direction in which they were traveling. And secondly, by creating this wall around them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that they were not even aware of the environment, how harsh and how ill the environment was, how unworthy the environment was, and how bad the environment was. And hence, when a person does not know how ill and how bad his environment is, that person will never be able to do better. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that this was the nation and this was the people to whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Obviously, the result of all this was that they accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That small group of Sahaba that were persecuted in Makkah Mukarramah, they withstood and they endured every difficulty, every hardship that they had gone through, every persecution, and the result was that they remained on the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from the worst of people, they were certified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah was pleased with them, and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of the Sahaba was certified by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, worthy of being followed right up to the day of Qiyamah, and this shows the perfection and the achievement of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.